Sports with Sunny Young. And happy Wednesday, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have lots of African football news for us this evening.
Lots on the plate, Kim. And joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, with the World Cup now over, African football fans can look forward to another big weekend of qualifying matches for the 2015 Nations Cup in Morocco. How about some details?
Right, Sunny, let's look at those fixtures first. They're the third round, first leg qualifying matches for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, which will be hosted by Morocco. And just a reminder, we have mentioned this before on the Sunny Side of Sport, that the winners of these seven matches, they will go forward to the group stage. We already have 21 teams who've received byes, and these seven teams will bring the total up to 28, and those matches will begin in September. This coming Saturday, Sunny, we've got three matches. In Kampala, we've got Uganda against Mauritania. In Gaborone, we've got Botswana against Guinea-Bissau. And in Freetown, we've got Sierra Leone against the Seychelles. Now, if we just look quickly at those matches before we go on to the Sunday fixtures, Uganda, they have not been at the Nations Cup since 1978. That year, they reached the final against the host Ghana and lost 2-0. That's an incredibly long time for the Cranes of Uganda not to have made the Nations Cup. Now, they didn't particularly impress Sunny in the previous qualifying round. In fact, they scraped past Madagascar on the away goal rule. The Ugandans lost 2-1 away and won 1-0 in Kampala, so it finished 2-2, and Uganda advanced on the away goal rule. Now, a lot of people might be puzzled by the fact that I said Uganda are playing Mauritania, because they will remember on a previous edition, Sunny, we said that the draw meant Uganda would play Equatorial Guinea. What's happened during the World Cup is that it's been found by CAF that Equatorial Guinea fielded an ineligible player in their victory over Mauritania, and therefore the Equatorial Guineans have been disqualified and Mauritania have been restored to the competition. Uganda with home advantage, Sunny, they've got to win to have any chance of making the group stage, and I predict that they will win. Botswana warmed up for their match against Guinea-Bissau with a 4-2 friendly victory over Tanzania. And that will cheer their English coach, Peter Butler, no end, because a big problem for Botswana in the last couple of years has been goal scoring. Guinea-Bissau are a bit of an unknown quantity. They beat the Central African Republic 3-1 on aggregate in the previous round. But as with Uganda, Botswana will be favored to build an advantage playing at home. The match that looks the most one-sided, Sunny, of the Saturday fixtures is Sierra Leone against the Seychelles. The Seychelles have been in Uganda preparing for this match, and they got a 5-1 hiding from the Ugandans in one friendly game, but obviously improved their defensive structures because they played again a few days later, and this time it was just 1-0 for Uganda. Nevertheless, Sierra Leone are ranked among the top 20 teams in Africa. Seychelles tend to be one of the whipping boys, and therefore I'm predicting a Sierra Leone victory, probably with a couple of goals to spare. If we then move on to Sunday, Sunny, there's another four fixtures. At Maseru, it's Lesotho against Kenya. At Dar es Salaam, it's Tanzania against Mozambique. At Pointe Noire in Congo, it's Congo-Brazzaville against Rwanda. And at Cotonou, it's Benin against Malawi. Lesotho, they surprised Liberia in the previous round, while Kenya were not particularly impressive. They scraped past the Comore Islands 2-1 on aggregate. So that's an intriguing match. And let me just advise the Kenyans to come with their warmest kit, Sunny. At this time of the year in Lesotho, it gets extremely cold, even in mid-afternoon when the match is scheduled to start. It's likely to be a lot warmer up on the east coast of Africa in Dar es Salaam. Tanzania will be looking to build a first-leg lead over Mozambique. In the previous round, the teams had contrasting fortunes, Tanzania scraping past Zimbabwe, 3-2 on aggregate, while Mozambique hammered newcomers South Sudan by 5-0. Pointe Noire is a tough place to survive, and Rwanda will go there to face Congo-Brazzaville. Now, the Congolese are coached by Claude Leroy. He's that veteran French coach. And, Sonny, What he doesn't know about African football is not really worth knowing anything about. The Rwandans, on the other hand, they've got their new coach, Stephen Constantine. Now, he got off to a wonderful start when his team hammered Libya 3-0 in Kigali. So the Rwandans will go to Congo with a reasonable amount of optimism. And the interesting thing is that the winners of that tie, Sonny, will go into a group that includes Nigeria, if their suspension by FIFA is lifted, South Africa and Sudan. So there's a lot to play for there. And finally, in Cotonou in West Africa, Malawi are going to have to improve their away form if they're going to get a good result against Benin. Now, Benin beat Sao Tome 2-0 at home and 2-0 away. And three of those four goals came from Stefan Sessegnon. He's a midfielder who plays for West Bromwich Albion in the English Premier League. When Malawi went to Chad in the previous round, they got a 3-1 hiding, but scraped through on the away goal rule. The return matches, Sonny, are due for August 1, 2, or 3. And those seven winners on aggregate will join 21 teams who've received byes. So you've got 28 teams divided by four. You've got seven groups. Winners and runners-up qualify automatically for Morocco, and also the best of the third-place teams. And that can often be really interesting when you get to the final rounds of the groups. And those group matches will be played in September, October, and November.
David, I know you said the Sierra Leone-Seychelles match in Freetown could be the most one-sided of the Saturday fixtures, and you're predicting a Sierra Leone victory, probably with a couple of goals to spare. Well, we might possibly see a tighter scoreline in Freetown based on the breaking turmoil in Sierra Leone football. Team captain Ibrahim Kargbo and three other players, Ibrahim Karoma, Samuel Barley, and Christian Kalker, have been suspended indefinitely over allegations of match-fixing relating to a 2008 Nations Cup qualifier against South Africa, which ended scoreless. In addition, three referees and eight officials have been suspended. In a joint statement, Sports Minister Paul Kamara and Sierra Leone Football Association President Isha Johansson said they received credible and tangible information about the alleged involvement of the players, referees, and officials. Now, one of the officials named, Rodney Michael, was controversially disqualified from running for FA president last year. Michael told Reuters news agency the suspension was a witch hunt. Joining us now with more African football news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Kenya's Harambee Stars and Burundi Swallows played to a scoreless draw in Nairobi on Tuesday. The match is a build-up for both teams as they prepare for their 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers this coming weekend. In Uganda, the hosts Uganda Cranes and Malawi also played to a scoreless draw on Tuesday. Earlier on, Uganda pipped Seychelles 1-0 also in Kampala. Meanwhile, the local organizing committee chairman for the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia, Alexei Sorokin, reckons that they will not only match but actually surpass the quality of organization of football's greatest spectacle in 4 years. Sorokin made these revelations in Rio de Janeiro at the end of the just concluded 2014 FIFA World Cup in Brazil. Turning to swimming, Zimbabwe's most accomplished Olympian, Kirsty Coventry, has moved to Charlotte, North Carolina in the United States of America. Voice of America! To begin her training for the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics. She says she'll miss her family and friends. However, after getting married, she says she has settled well in her new training camp and hopes to do Zimbabwe proud at the next Olympic Games.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart, Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday evening at 18:30 UTC with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. And let's give a special Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Celestine Ibebuike, who sent me a tweet from Onitsha, Nigeria. Celestine tweets, I love your program, especially as it concerns African football. Thanks for listening in Onitsha, Celestine Ibebuike. In pro basketball news, star guard Dwayne Wade has re-signed with the Miami Heat. It's a 2-year deal, and while financial details were not released, its expected D-Wade salary for next season will not reach the $20 million he would have made under his previous contract. Meanwhile, another veteran star, Germany's Dirk Nowitzki, has re-signed with the Dallas Mavericks. The 36-year-old Nowitzki received a 3-year, $30 million contract. Our VOA basketball fans will remember Nowitzki played against Dwayne Wade in the 2011 NBA Finals. Nowitzki was named the finals' most valuable player as the Mavericks beat the Heat 4-2. Nowitzki is also a 12-time NBA All-Star, and he was named the NBA's most valuable player in 2007. And both he and Dwayne Wade will almost certainly be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame after their great careers come to an end. I'm taking a break from the sports beat until July 28th,